Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. A home approximately 10 miles southwest of South Shore was destroyed by fire overnight. The fire on 159th Street was called in at 11:27 p.m. It was reported to be a kitchen fire with one person possibly inside the home. South Shore Fire Chief Greg Wall says when fire crews got there, they learned people inside the home got out safely. It was fully engulfed in flames and was difficult to get at because of many roof lines and additions to the home. Wall says they moved some vehicles that were parked near the house so they could be saved. They also disconnected and moved a nearby LP tank to avoid an explosion. Wall requested mutual aid from the Florence Fire Department. He says 15 to 17 firefighters from the two departments were on the scene until about 7 o'clock this morning. No injuries were reported. Wall says the homeowner will be staying with her son until she figures out her next move. Authorities have recovered the body of the pilot of a small airplane that crashed near Aberdeen nearly 2 weeks ago. Brown County Chief Deputy Dave Lunsman says the body of 70-year-old Gerald Saliski of rural Hecla was recovered Tuesday. Saliski was the only one on board the plane. An autopsy is being done today. Lunsman says that a hunter found the wreckage of the Cessna 3 miles north of Aberdeen on Monday night. The plane departed Aberdeen Regional Airport for Oaks, North Dakota, on October 9th, but it never arrived. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate that crash. South Dakota school districts and communities are rallying to help a Britton Hecla football player injured in a game last Friday night. Junior quarterback Trevor Zulke suffered a head injury in a game against Warner that resulted in a brain bleed. He's in a medically induced coma at a Sioux Falls hospital as doctors wait for brain swelling to subside. The Warner community will be passing the buckets tomorrow at the Warner versus Timberlake High School football playoff game and Friday at the Warner versus Mobridge Pollock volleyball game. HH Design in Britton is selling T-shirts with profits donated to the Zulke family. Bracelets will be sold during the Britton Hecla versus Ipswich Edmonds Central playoff game, with proceeds going to the Zulke family. A free will offering will be taken during the Watertown versus Aberdeen Central game on Thursday, and a free will offering will be taken during the Webster versus Groton football playoff game on Thursday as well. Ultimate Inc. in Clear Lake is selling T-shirts for $15 with proceeds donated to the Zulke family. Well, ESPN has decided they'll set up their game day broadcast on the campus green at SDSU this Saturday. Jason Hove is SDSU's sports information director.
You know, the college green is in the southwest quadrant of campus. For those that know our campus well, it's right basically in the same area as the Coughlin Campanile. So Madera Avenue in that area, the western part of campus. And I think it's going to be the perfect location for college game day come Friday and Saturday.
Hove says it's a major production for them and ESPN.
As one of the people from ESPN who's already here on site has said, they don't travel lightly. And so it's going to be just a major production, you know, really similar to probably what we did with the Jack Bash concert, and maybe even on a little bit bigger scale in terms of the number of setups and everything that's going to go on in that green area.
Hove says it was hard to imagine something like this when SDSU began the Division I transition 15 years ago.
You maybe have it in the very, very back of your mind that something like this might be possible, but, you know, 15 years in, probably not. You know, it's just been the growth that our program has seen over the years, and you know, just the broad-based success that we've had throughout our athletics program in the Division I era is just something special. And you know, now we get a great platform to tell that story.
Game day was drawn to Brookings because of the Dakota Marker matchup with NDSU. The game kicks off at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Governor Kristi Noem has appointed James J.D. Wongsness to represent District 323 in the South Dakota House of Representatives. District 23 Representative Spencer Gosch says the vacancy was created after Representative John Lake was appointed to the District 23 Senate seat.
District 23, which encompasses Campbell County, Walworth County, McPherson, Edmonds, Falk, Potter, and Hand, and parts of Spink County, he's going to be a very qualified individual to fill this position. He's been on the county commission down in Miller for the better part of a decade. So he's got some experience in local government and has always stayed well in tune with what's been going on at the state. So I think that JD is going to do a great job for District 23, and I look forward to working with him.
Wangsness will serve during the 2020 legislative session. A Federal Election Commission report shows South Dakota's Democratic Party continues to have financial problems. The report says the party's federal campaign committee owes nearly $47,000 in debts and obligations and has a negative balance of about $8,600. The party owes nearly $12,000 to a computer consulting company in Silver Spring, Maryland, and about $5,800 is owed to the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Earlier this year, the Federal Election Commission revealed it had audited the party committee's finances for the years 2015 and 16 and found several problems, including failing to disclose debts and obligations to vendors. The state party has closed its offices in Sioux Falls and Rapid City, with its staff now working remotely. A parade, rodeos, fireworks displays, and now you can add an air show to the list of activities in Pierre and Fort Pierre during the Independence Day holiday next year. Mustang Aviation owner and pilot Jim Pites is coordinating the event.
I'm coming up on 30 years in the air show business, 45 in aviation, but 30 performing at air shows around North America. I've got to know pretty much everybody in the industry, and so it's time. Pierre's been really good to me. The airport's been really good to me. You commissioners have been very good to me, so it's time for payback. So one of the things that we're working on is a full-blown air show of epic proportion for Pierre, July 4th and 5th of 2020.
Pites says the Pierre Regional Airport provides a great space for an air show.
We've got preliminary commitments. We're working on military assets. Pierre's airport really presents the perfect opportunity, and I've flown air shows all over. The way the airport lays, the accessibility, the visibility, everything's really optimum for air shows.
Pites is working on logistics, but says there will be ample opportunities for people to volunteer on organizing committees and helping at the air show if they'd like to. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage online. Find us at gowatertown.net. That's what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.